It's a Wednesday afternoon, and we're about to have a conversation with our friend Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Ron, I want to start off by asking you about the Coinbase going public today. Going public at $381 a share with a $100 billion valuation, and this is bringing Bitcoin to the masses. Is this our future?
Well, that's a great question. Everybody has been predicting the demise of U.S. currency for a long, long time, and it does look like, even with the Federal Reserve Bank now talking about digital currencies, that that could indeed be the wave of the future. I have a Coinbase account, by the way. And
How's it doing?
It's doing fabulously.
Good.
It's easy to use. I actually have an automatic transfer once a month into that to, buy Bitcoin, and it's working great. So,
Ron, we do have as Americans, we do have a really strong relationship with our money. And I remember when items in vending machines started to go up and reached a dollar and beyond, there was a need to invent a dollar coin. And so we had dollar coins, but they never caught on. What caught on was adapting the vending machines to accept a paper dollar, because people were not willing to just in mass accept the dollar coin, and so they had to change the vending machines to accept the paper dollars.
They did, and that was a pretty expensive process. But as you said, people were willing to adapt to that. I think they were trying to copy our friends in the UK who are more used to coins, pound coins, and I thought that would be an easy fix here, and it didn't work out that way.
So. No, I was in Canada once, and I asked her, "Where's the rest of my change?" Oh, it's right. Oh, it's here. Okay.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the benefits that may come from President Biden's infrastructure plan. And there's a lot of money that's going toward Amtrak, a lot of money that's going toward citywide metropolitan transit, which, of course, we really don't have any modern rail or anything like that in New Orleans. But some cities do have that. But there could be a big benefit to New Orleans connecting with Baton Rouge and connecting with the Gulf Coast and maybe even onto Mobile. But I've heard that there might be some issue with Mobile. They're not fully on board with that yet. But this could expand Amtrak in our area, and it could be a great benefit to a lot of us.
I think it could. I've always been a fan of rail traffic. I lived in London with my wife and youngest daughter back in the late 80s, and you really get spoiled by rail transport when you use it every day. And it's so nice to be, especially on a business trip, to. You can do your prep work on the train. You don't have to take it home the night before
the train.
And all of that.
You know, I love the train. I've taken the train between Philadelphia and New York and D.C. when I was on the East Coast, and then between Seattle and Portland, the train is awesome. And I remember as a kid, we had friends on the Gulf Coast, and my parents used to put us on the train downtown and just send us over there, and we would take the train over there. But I love the train.
That's so true. My wife used to... her aunt in Longview would put her on the train and send her to Dallas, and she would meet her parents and go shopping there. So back.
And I guarantee you, parents would not put kids on a train at our age today. When our parents put us on the train, they would not do it today, and they can't. And it's sad that things have changed that much. But
it really is.
They just put us on the train and say, "Hey, y'all have a good time. Here's some spending money."
Exactly. But I hope that this is going to come to pass. Is I understand it, the bill, which has not been passed, is being negotiated, has $85 billion for public transport, which, as you mentioned, includes commuter rail, which we don't really have. But it's also rail stations and buses and bus stops, which we do have. And then another $80 billion specifically for passenger rail service, which is where the Baton Rouge, New Orleans route would come in, that Amtrak has now proposed they'd like to take that up, as well as the Mobile to New Orleans route.
But Ron, if we have rail between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, that's going to essentially be like a commuter rail.
It could well be. commuters for sure, and then others who just have, you know, maybe once a week or once a month trip.
About all the students going to school in Baton Rouge. I mean, they could take the train. And in fact, you know, I would think that this would increase property value in many areas of Baton Rouge, because it would make living in Baton Rouge even easier if you worked in New Orleans. And like you say, I mean, for people who don't have experience on the train, it's great. For whatever time you spend on the train, you know, it's like a plane. You've got the thing in front of you, the desktop in front of you, and you can do your work, and it's generally, you know, quiet and you know, it's a great way to get work done and travel at the same time. And so people could do work on their way into New Orleans.
It really would add 2 hours of work. You'd have to be in the office 2 hours less every day to get the same amount of work done. And conversely, if you just want to sit there and enjoy the scenery, you're welcome to do that.
Especially when you start going through areas like Gonzales, you know, those train stations are really, really nice. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, you would end up seeing a lot of old structures that were old train stations in very, very busy places many years ago.
You would. As envisioned, I understand that, would originate here at the Union Passenger Terminal in the CBD, and then stop at the airport, a stop in LaPlace, another stop in Gonzales, a stop in the medical district in Baton Rouge, and then winding up downtown Baton Rouge. And so, and they supposedly say that even with all those stops, that'll only take about an hour to get there, so that's about the same as driving time, and the cost is ridiculously low. They project $15 for a round trip ticket. Well, that's
less
than you can drive there for. So
seriously,
yeah,
I mean that's a deal. I really hope this works out, because this would be just a great addition to this area, and it would really build up. You know, think about what it would do for the other small towns where it's going to stop. I mean, it would increase property value in LaPlace or any place where the train stops. Because,
absolutely,
you know, you could take the train in from New Orleans, from there into New Orleans to work.
Sure. And now with all of the Ubers and Lyfts of the world, it would be nothing to get to your final destination from the train station. So
it makes me want to leave New Orleans. Just makes me want to leave New Orleans just so I can go, you know, live somewhere where I can take the train into the city.
Right.
Go live somewhere.
And it couldn't hurt the traffic situation in Baton Rouge, which in my experience, is much worse than it is here. I mean, they just have horrible traffic snarls there. So
yeah, I just think Baton Rouge has been a boom town, and the system hasn't really kept up with the number of people that have moved there.
Yeah, that's right. And apparently, there hasn't been rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans since the late '60s was the last time Amtrak did that service. So it's about time to bring that back.
And this would have a great economic impact on New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and again, every city in between.
Absolutely. I think it'd be a real boon, for sure.
Ron Sanford, CEO and President of Metairie Bank, thank you for your time, and enjoy the conversation.
Me too, Scoot. Thanks.
All right.